For those of you who don't know me, I'm Alexander Betts. I'm director of the Refugee Studies Centre. I'm really delighted to be able to chair this panel, and only sorry I missed the morning session. This is a panel which, when I looked at the titles and topics of the papers and saw that it focused on courts, statelessness, exclusion, I asked myself, what do these things have in common? And after brief consultation, it quickly dawned on me that the only thing they had in common was they were things that Guy has written authoritatively about. And I suspect that's a common thread running through a number of the panels. I'm not a lawyer. And whenever I read Guy's work, I'm reminded about how far away I am from being anything like a lawyer. But I wanted to just begin with a couple of reflections as a political scientist and an international relations scholar who has depended on Guy's work for a little bit of time, and also some reflections on the Refugee Studies Centre's perspective and experience of working with Guy as an institution. One of the challenges of international relations and its relationship with international law is that we international relations scholars tend to make crude simplifications, particularly those of us who work on international institutions. And there are a number of areas where my work relies on being able to say things that sound laughable to lawyers, like asylum is characterized by strong norms, burden sharing by weak norms, or things like UNHCR is the guardian of the Refugee Convention. Which once, when I wrote that, Guy responded by saying, that sounds like a very nice phrase, but it's just not quite accurate. And that delicacy of assertively pointing out when things are not quite right and accurate, but still having the tolerance to engage with political scientists who make such crude generalizations, has been a hallmark of my interaction with Guy. And this is probably most illustrated by the work I've tried to do on survival migration, where it's sort of clear that Guy probably has some disagreements with some of the ways in which I barbarize aspects of law in that work. But I think one of the sort of amazing moments for me was getting midway through that work and then discovering an article written by Guy in 1986 called Non-Reformer and the New Asylum Seekers, published in the Virginia Journal of International Law, that I would venture to say is far ahead of a lot of the discussions we have today on vulnerable migrants, survival migrants, or distress migrants, as Guy highlighted at the time. And I think it's characteristic of how many of Guy's, lots of aspects of Guy's work are there at times that are avant-garde to the period in which they're required. And I think there's a real source of counsel to everybody to go back to Guy's work over the years and recognise that today many of them continue to be of such ongoing relevance. As director of the Refugee Studies Centre, I haven't been in that role for very long. But what I've recognised is that Guy has always been willing to make a huge amount of time for the centre and support our activities over the years. I remember when I was an MPhil student in the Department of International Development, and I was asked to do some work for the Council of Europe on proposals in the early 2000s on transit processing centres. And someone said to me, you should really speak to Guy. Guy would have amazing things to say about this. And at the time, I was too intimidated to approach Guy, and so I didn't. And over the years, I've realised that I had absolutely nothing to be intimidated about. Every time we've gone to him to do things like ask him to mark MSc student essays, to give seminars at what is a relatively basic level to non-lawyers, we've expected to be told to go away, that he has better things to do with his time, but on nearly every occasion, he's embraced the challenge and had huge tolerance and humanity towards those of us, like me, with inferior intellects. So, for all those reasons, personal and institutional, I'm really glad to be able to be here. And this panel is a great set of papers, I think. We're joined by Jeff Gilbert, Professor of Law at the University of Ethics and for a long time editor of the International Journal of Refugee Law. Michelle Foster, Professor and Associate Dean at the Melbourne Law School. And Raza Hussein, QC, an illustrious Queen's Counsel working on immigration and human rights law, and also an academic author in his own right. So I'm not going to give long biographical introductions because most people in the room know one another, but we'll go in the order of the programme. They'll have 20 minutes each, and then we'll open up for Q&A.